This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning, and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, you're speaking with Keras on Love Keras, Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And this morning I'm being joined by the lovely Nell from Remedy in Stratford, and she's got so many things that she's going to talk about. I can't wait to hear all about it. So yeah, my name's Keras, as I've just said, and I'm kind of well known in the area. I'm a body worker, massage therapist, a healer, and I'm also the author and artist of Peace of Mind. It's an intuitive healing process, and it's a deck of cards which connects you with your inner being and helps you understand what's going on in your energy at the moment. I offer private readings, both online and offline. If you'd like to connect with me, I will give you details later on, but the best way to connect with me is through my Facebook page, Love Keras. So we'll get on with the show, and I'd like to introduce Nell. Good morning, Nell. How are you doing?
Morning, Keras. Thank you very much for inviting me onto your show today. I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
That's awesome news. Thank you for coming. It's so such a blessing to be able to talk to incredible people all over Taranaki, and thank you so much for coming to play.
Don't we have amazing people in Taranaki? All these healers everywhere.
We really do, and I'm blessed to do the job that I do and to meet so many different people who have got so many gifts to share.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's becoming authentically you and being able to offer that service to others to become the best version of them they can be.
Absolutely. And that is my aim inside my business.
Yeah.
Basically 25 years of supporting community.
Absolutely.
And watching people grow and journey and do amazing things with their lives.
Tell me more about your business.
So we have 9 practitioners working in Remedy.
Yeah.
So Remedy's on Broadway in Stratford, underneath the iconic clock tower.
Yes, I'm there every Monday, guys. If you want to book in with me, just give the shop a call and somebody will be able to fit you in.
Yeah, I feel really blessed that I have an amazing team that works in there as well. So we've got 4 staff.
Yes.
And they all bring their own beautiful skills.
Oh, they absolutely do.
And the laughter in the shop is amazing. It's it's absolutely stunning. And we have people just pop in the door that just says, you know, we're not here for anything. We just want to feel the vibe. It feels amazing in here. It's a real blessing for Stratford and a blessing to me.
Yes.
Because that's something I created 25 years ago with the vision of making a one-stop place for Stratford.
And that's exactly what you've done. I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to be with you girls and the Top Shop.
Absolutely. That was amazing last year, winning the 2024 Chamber of Commerce Top Shop, so for our central region.
Absolutely. What an award.
Absolutely. It was just, it's such an amazing thing to be recognized after all this time and the hard work that's gone in to creating what we've got. It's like the hand that says thank you.
After 25 years in business, to have a recognition like that, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. we've got 3 chiropractors that work out of there. We've got a girl who does Reiki, nutrition advice.
Yeah.
I'm a medical herbalist, craniosacral therapist, reflexology, ear candling, therapeutic massage, all sorts of massage. I prefer to do a massage that actually helps someone fix their issues.
Absolutely.
So I'm actually pretty booked. So if you do want to see me, there is a wait list. So get in if you need to.
Get in quick, guys. Phone the shop and ask for Nell.
Absolutely.
At the earliest possible opportunity to get in to see you.
Absolutely. I put a lot of people back into the workforce by being able to help with their conditions.
And that's what it's all about is just, you know, you can't help what's happened, but moving on from then to now.
We also stock a huge range of organic food, supplements, skincare, pet care, aromatherapy. Our amazingly trained staff will help every single person with what they require. If we don't have what you need, they're happy as to find, research, see what we can do to make that happen for you.
So
it's really a one-stop.
It really
holistic is. Health shop.
I mean, I know I'm only there on a Monday, but from my observation as well, there's so many people that come in and looking for help in one way or another. And exactly what you said, if we don't actually have what you need, we'll find out.
Absolutely, we will. And that's what I love about my staff too. They're really keen to do the research if there's something they don't know about.
Yes.
They boots and all in there. Sorting
it out. And they love what they do, and that's the best thing about it.
Yep. And the TikToks, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, yes, I do laugh at them.
It's amazing. You know, I don't have the confidence to do that myself, but those girls are amazing. And make the town smile.
They do, they really do. I see all the comments on through Facebook more than anything,
absolutely.
So it's all on your Facebook. What and your Facebook page is?
Mon Earth Healing Limited, trading as Remedy Health and Wellness Centre.
Excellent.
You'll find us there.
And I will link that. If anybody's following my Facebook page, I'd link everybody that comes on the show with their Facebook pages. So if you need to connect, follow my Facebook page, like and share or whatever. And, keep an eye out on my Facebook page because all this information will be linked in a post after the show airs.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you, Kiris.
You're very welcome. Awesome. You're very welcome.
The people that we see, they've made a choice to make a change in their lives. And that is really dear to my heart. And the changes that are required to move forward,
because you have to want to make a change to find the answer, really, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a change of thought, change of heart, change of being, sometimes a change of place. And so that motto, be the change that you want to see in the world. It's so important.
And we've got a song that might reflect that, eh?
Absolutely, we do.
Cool. So what's your song?
So Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him
That man, he's got some amazing words, and I know he's loved by everybody and everyone, but boy, do his songs just hit home, eh?
They absolutely do. Absolutely they do.
And the thing is, everybody can resonate with his stories as well, the songs, you know, the words that come out through the songs. We can all resonate to some point.
Yes, there is truth for each person.
Yeah.
That resonates loudly in there.
So tell me now, I'm curious to know about more about you and your journey. Where did it all begin for you? How did you get from A to B to C?
So mine's a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen overnight. I came into this world with a sense of telepathy with animals.
Yeah.
And plants. Nobody had taught me from a very little tacker. Basically, I was self-medicating myself out on the farm.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily trust humans.
Yeah.
Because of a pretty shocking childhood.
Yeah.
So the animals were my guides and my friends and my confidants.
Yeah.
And I found I could actually speak with them through their minds.
Ah, yes.
And so I could play, and we just knew each other so well. And wherever they needed to find where I was, there would be a menagerie of animals following me everywhere. So it began there. The plants, I was always treating my own warts when they popped up. Nobody told me about what plants they were. I didn't even know what the plants were called.
Yeah.
But I was treating myself.
You just knew that.
I knew that I brought that with me from wherever I came, that came with me. So, yeah, we journeyed that way. By the time I got to around just before 30, mid-20s, I'd had my babies, two of my babies. They were my hugest teachers in spirituality. My eldest boy, right from the get-go, had spirit talking to him. Yeah. He spoke different languages. So he taught me so much about that realm and what was happening. So we could connect all the dots. even from 6 months old, before he could talk, we had telepathy happening. And so that was stunning the journey with him doing that. He's now coming up 30.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a beautiful journey of learning through them. once I spoke about my childhood traumas, was when my journey really opened up, because I'd actually kept that quiet for 30 years of my life.
It's incredible how we do that, eh?
Absolutely. And the moon actually helped me do that.
Yeah.
Basically opened my heart up to be able to understand why I was feeling like I was, and to reach out and actually start doing something about that.
And we're not taught that stuff in schools.
No, we are not. We are not. Albeit, as much as, you know, childhood was what it was, I wouldn't have changed that for the world, because it made me who I am today.
Yeah.
It allowed me to help the people that I'm helping, because I see that in them. And so we can journey together with a knowing, not just out of a textbook, this is how it goes. So I love that part, because, you know, we shed tears and we shed laughter when we're journeying through a similar thing. Also, we came from a background where scarcity was real. And so we had gardens, we made everything. So the learning I had with canning and just harvesting and amazing, you know.
Again, that's something that's hardly anybody, unless your grandma taught you as a child or whatever.
Absolutely.
You don't know anything like that.
No, that's exactly right. And some of the memories I have, you know, just I know there's children that are now adults out there my age that will hold memories that I created for them going to primary school. Basically, I'd harness up my horse and go with the horse and cart, especially when the apple trees in our fields at school were ready and the kids couldn't reach the apples. I would harness up my horse with our buggy and take him there, and at lunchtime I'd harness him back up, put all the kids on the buggy so that they could all stand and pick the apples off
so
the tree.
Cool.
I wouldn't change that. As much as some of it was seriously traumatic, it is an amazing journey to have encountered that. As I went through doing the craniosacral course, was a really self opening journey for me. And I'm so blessed that I did that with a local educator here in Taranaki. It was based on stillness training. And so working through that, it actually worked through so much more of my childhood traumas, as we did a 2-year diploma with 4 days full immersion every 6 weeks was just incredible in that journey of opening and understanding my birth. We actually did a regression through meditation once we'd got quite a way in on actually preconception process. And that was so amazing to actually know that we were something before we came here. And my experience of that, doing that journey, I was sitting out in the universe beside this purple entity, and it was no form. It was just a beautiful Uruguay amethyst colored process standing beside me. And I got to look, and I got to see my entire life go past, and I was thinking, gosh, I don't want to go there. And next minute I was pushed and I was leaning back, looking at this thing as I was coming down, going, no, don't make me go there. And as I came in and was conceived, the words that came was, have faith.
Yeah.
And I was here. And the girl that was watching and doing the guided meditation through that and documenting as we were doing it, she said to me, I watched your head flip back and you were just shaking your head going, no, I don't want to go. So that planted a seed for me as to my journey and this was my path.
Yeah.
And to grab it with both hands and do what I can with it.
Yeah, that's an incredible journey.
Yeah, so when I was pregnant with my second boy, I was 7 months pregnant, my dad died. And so everyone, all the spiritual people around me kept saying, oh, your dad's going to see him before anybody else does, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
Because he had already passed in that time. And 6 months after he died, I had a dream. That he came to me and he spoke to me in that dream and told me I was going to open up a house shop.
Wow.
And so I woke up the next morning and those words fell out of my mouth. And I was like, crikey, I have no idea anything about running a house shop. I had always grown organic veggies and sold veggie packs to all the farmers and, yeah, in the area, but never had I, and I treated all my babies with natural remedies. I knew nothing. I learned from books as, yeah, I was a mum,
yeah,
to treat, but never had I thought of being in business,
yeah,
doing that. And 8 weeks later, my doors opened.
Wow.
And so 25 years ago, that was that journey was, okay, I've landed.
Yeah.
Now what do I do with that?
Yeah.
And in the time I started learning as a naturopath and it didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
It was something that felt very structured and book orientated, yes, and clinical, yes, and it felt wrong. And so partway through that study, I was lucky enough to have a friend who was studying through the herbal course in Waikato.
Yep.
And the owner of the college came down to assess him through my shop.
Yeah.
And she said to me, come study with us. You know, come study with us. And wow, that was the best thing I could have ever done.
Awesome.
Because it was all herbs. It was all the stuff that I really felt was in my life.
And when you, and when you're automatically attracted to something, you know that's your calling, eh?
Absolutely.
You can't study something that you don't want to know about.
No, no, not at all. It, yeah, it just, yeah, it was very doctrine and it wasn't me. So over the years, building what is now Remedy. Remedy was rebranded 5 years ago, so yeah, it was always Nell's Natural Health Clinic,
yeah,
up till that point. But I had this vision right from the start that I wanted to create a space,
yeah,
that many people could work from and everyone in our area had choice.
Yeah.
That I was watching people driving out of Stratford, going to New Plymouth for particular appointments, and I was like, why is it not here?
Yeah.
Let's bring it right here.
Yeah.
So Remedy became Remedy, and that was exactly what was happening. We had created the structure and people came.
Yeah.
And so so now, you know, 5 years into being Remedy.
Yeah. 5 years, that's an interesting point of difference because a lot has happened over the last 5 years.
It has a lot. And just prior to us shifting into the new branded Remedy, we were faced with our pandemic,
yeah,
our global pandemic. That in itself was an eye-opener.
Yeah.
I
was in the UK over this period and I noticed so much how the people were so affected, what they were constantly being told, over what they knew from authentic allowance and what they knew in, deep in the heart.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was a scary time to watch how we all rolled through that.
Yeah.
And for us in the natural health industry, was pretty intense.
Yeah.
When we know how to look after an immune system.
Yes.
And we know how it works.
Yes.
And we know how viruses work. And what we need to do to help ourselves. And we were silenced. And I had actually put an ad out on our Facebook page just as it started to show and emerge around the world.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention anything about immune or anything in those, you know, with COVID. I didn't mention any of that. I just put out all the things and a picture of all the things that can be helpful when we are under the weather. And my Facebook page immediately got blocked and shadow banned and nobody could see my posts.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, what is going on here? You know, this is not right that we should be talking about just natural things and we're not allowed to be saying those things. So so through COVID, we had to close, which in the first lockdown, we were at the end of summer going into autumn and it was absolutely stunning. So it was actually a really nice time to be home.
Yeah.
But I felt drawn to that I needed to be helping people.
Yeah.
You know, people are scared out there and some people were sick.
Yeah.
Some people were making themselves sick because of what
stress
they were being fed and,
you
know, the constant thinking about stuff. So when you think about something, you give it energy.
Oh, absolutely. That's manifestation 101.
Absolutely. And so we were witnessing that. And so when it came to I would go back to work and I would do door-to-door deliveries for people, you know, and I would just, you know, to keep up the rules and regulations that we were held by at the time so that we didn't get arrested.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like I needed to be helping people.
Yeah.
And so we journeyed through that with Voices for Freedom, basically promoting that we do not discriminate, you know. We're not drawing a line in the sand and there's you and me.
Yeah.
It's like us and them. That's right. We were all in it together. We were all faced with the same thing and we're going to come out the other side together.
And I'm so glad that we're talking about this in past tense now, and the world's views have somewhat changed and there's a lot more people open and looking for natural health above other things.
If anything, COVID actually really helped natural health. The offset of what that is that the trust was lost.
Yes.
With mainstream.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mainstream everything, you know, the trust with their own doctors were lost because of the forcefulness that this went through.
Yeah.
The injuries that we were seeing, that I've seen, so many.
Oh yeah,
was heartbreaking that we got to that point. And so for natural health, everyone turned to natural health and says, you know, it's safe and it is effective.
It is, definitely.
And regardless of all of the other stuff going on around, we held strong like a beacon, you know, in people's lives that we're there for them.
I remember when I first started my training, the Hippocratic Oath was at first, do no harm.
Absolutely.
And that is my 100%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And none of that was upheld. And so when you see doctors that lost their jobs.
Yeah.
You know.
Midwives, doctors.
Oh, yep. The whole workforce in that process.
Nurses.
Kudos to the doctors that actually stood up and said, no way.
Yeah.
You know, this is not right. No way. And to lose that.
Yeah.
You know.
And thank them for sharing their voices, because without them, we would not be heard.
Absolutely, we would not be heard. Excellent. So the next song that I've chosen is actually from a woman in Australia, Isla May.
Yep.
She was a doctor in Australia who lost her job. She was actually producing music as her hobby on the side.
Yeah.
And when she lost her job, she actually wrote the song around what was happening and what was happening in her life, what she was seeing happening around the world.
Yeah.
And her producers of her music at the time refused to let her do that and they pulled out and wouldn't let her. They wanted her to change the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so she went out on her own.
Oh, good on her.
And she created this next single. And to me, it gave hope that young people will actually stand up and be a voice.
Wonderful.
It was amazing. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Staring at my screen, I'm tired and a little lonely. Mr. Musky says some shit that left so angry. Twitter walls and Gaza, man, it's overwhelming. Maybe that's how life becomes when people less important than a profit line. No one cares about your dreams, just pay your tax on time. Keep scrolling, hold me near to you now. Guns, religion, and abortion rights. You better pick a tribe and ain't the other side. Keep scrolling.
Did you see Taylor live?
Man.